All winter long, my mother, who lives in Finksburg, Maryland, gives me weather reports from where I grew up. It's like a war zone here, she says after a recent ice storm that left them without power and with a dent in my father's truck from a large limb that just missed him and a neighbor. I report back to her, we got 8 inches of snow. We spar in an unstated competition, sending our testimonies over the phone like a snowball battle between adults. Did they close schools? She asks. No, I say. Well, you're used to it out there, she'll respond, deferring finally to Wisconsin's winter reputation. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, Stevens Point, near where I live now, receives an average of 45 inches of snowfall a year. But surprisingly, Finksburg, Maryland is not far behind with an average of 32. In fact, it is snowing on my mother as I write this, 19 inches and counting. Images from roads closed in Maryland and Pennsylvania show up on my local news. The ice caves in Bayfield show up on hers. The gridlock in Atlanta, Georgia, from a couple unusual inches, is broadcast everywhere. We don't share the weather this way in summer. It gets the same amount of press time, yes. It can be beautiful, and it can be unbearably humid, and it can bring worrisome droughts. But the heat, somehow, doesn't take the same kind of stamina. We don't define ourselves by the weather in summer the way we do in winter, by the highs and lows, by the drifts that restrict our movement and the frost on windows that kaleidoscopes our view, the ice on walks that threatens to tip us, the wind that whips away any heat we produce. Winter has a way of working itself into you. Once, when I was a child, in art class, we were given a palette of colors to paint with. But they were all blue. The lightest was near white, like snow in shadow. The darkest, the color of looking up on a cold January night. I sometimes struggled to express myself in pictures, but not this time. I painted away mountains, forest, moon. This was a landscape I knew. It was inside me for part of each year, and would be even more so when I moved to the middle of the continent, a few degrees north in latitude. Where I grew up, snow covered the land for about 30 days each winter. In Stevens Point, that number jumps to 100. Like men love war and women unruly children and children ghost stories, we love winter. When I was little, and the forecast was for snow, my mother would open the screen door repeatedly throughout the evening and turn on the porch light, watching for the first flake to fall. In last night's email, awaiting an impending nor'easter, she wrote, "They are calling this the big one. It will start tonight and continue all day tomorrow. We will soon have our own ice caves. It is so cold. It was 3 degrees when I got up this morning." Ever ready for battle, I write back, "When I woke up, it was minus 25. What we like about winter is that we make it through.